watch it this week.
Yeah, looking forward to it. You know, when it first this came out, the schedule, obviously, Kansas City being the first game of the year, it's just, first of all, my phone started lighting up with everybody texting me saying you're coming out for the first game, because my cousin still lives there, my brother still lives there, so my Shadow Buddies Foundation is still based there, so I got a lot of ties still to the city. So it's going to be special. It's going to be kind of weird going in there. It's going to be like going back to, you know, the house that you grew up in. A lot of heartbreak on that field. A lot of triumphs. But you know, it's something I'm looking forward to. It's going to be a special feeling to go back there.
Don't forget an amped up place, a loud place, especially where they end the anthem. I'm sure that's special.
Yeah, that's what I told all the guys on the team. I'm like, wait till you hear the national anthem. It's unlike anything you've ever heard at the end. Tell them every time they get a first down, the whole crowd's going to yell first down. You know, it's a great environment as far as, you know, the tailgating. At least it was when I was there. I heard it kind of fell off a little bit, but I expect them being opening day that it's going to be a rowdy crowd. It's going to be loud. It's going to be one of the loudest outdoor stadiums in the league. So we'll be prepared for that.
Thoughts about facing them there too, with expectations again. Mm-hmm. Thoughts about them, and they got some enthusiasm for the team.
Yeah, they got some enthusiasm. They're headed in the right direction. It's going to be a good test for us as far as the offense goes, as far as the team goes. So it'd be good to go out there and perform well and get a good victory.
Tony, what are your fondest memories there? I mean, 12 years of this time, obviously, a lot of ups and downs. What are your fondest memories of being
here? I mean, there's so many. Just really, when you think back, because there's so much stuff that went on, you really think back about the relationships. And that's another thing, too. A lot of my guys that I used to play with will be there at the game, probably down on the field, guys like Jason Dunn, Kevin Lockett, Sean Barber, Billy Baber, these guys that I have relationships with that are still to this day. And that's really what I remember most about it. But as far as on the field, I remember 2003 season going 13-3. My rookie year coming in, playing with guys like Marcus Allen, Derek Thomas, going 13-3. Of course, we lost in the first round in the playoffs those years, and that's part of the heartbreak that I talk about when it comes to remembering my time there. But just being around some great coaches as well, coaches like Dick Vermeil, Marty Schottenheimer, Hall of Fame type coaches like that. It was a good experience for me.